Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to another evening of Blog Talk Radio here at Hear No Evil. Now tonight, we're going to talk about a few things that a lot of people don't really like talking about. We're going to talk about when love rules. Have you ever been so in love with someone or something that you were overshadowed by the rush of it? Now, there's nothing more meaningful than love and the feelings that love brings. Love can be cruel, it can be caring, it can even be workable, and it can be a struggle. But what love is, it should never be painful. Now, what have some of your passions done for you? Work may be your passion. Education, food, sex, or money can be an insatiable appetite. Call me in the show right now, 347-989-0761, because we're going to talk about love, and we're going to talk about having more than one sexual partner and being able to deal with it, because a lot of people cannot deal with having more than one sexual partners and actually be able to juggle. Now, if you lived in a country that allowed men to have two or more wives, would you be more understanding of the nature of man? But let me ask the fellas, why is it okay for you to have multiple girlfriends, but when a woman wants more than one man in her life, you act a fool? Please answer this question honestly. We will discuss this and more tonight. Call me now, 347-989-0761.
I'm the kind of brother who've been doing it my way, getting my bed for years in my career. And every lover, in and out my life, I hear love and left in tears without a care.
Oh,
yeah, some men and women do get caught up, but sometimes love can really, really be painful to some people. According to the World Transformation Movement, the WTM blog, love hurts for a myriad of reasons. Sometimes it's because our love is crazy. Sometimes it's because we fall out of love. Sometimes it's about jealousy. But in all cases, the real issues of why love hurts stems from the fact that there is a gap between the reality of a selfish, competitive world to which we belong and the ideal, selfless world that we are transported to when we fall for another person who we dream is perfect. Unfortunately, none of us are perfect because we all variously carry within us damage caused by growing up in a selfish, competitive world. We all suffer from what is known as the human condition. However, the beauty of women can lead us to believe that someone is actually innocent and that perfect love can exist. The biologist Jeremy Griffith explains that men could dream that women were actually innocent and that through that partnership, they could share in that innocent state, while for their part, women could use the fact that men were inspired by their image of innocence to delude themselves that they actually were innocent. Men and women could fall in love, let go of reality, and dream of an ideal world. Yeah, but the problem with letting go of reality was that reality could not be denied forever. We weren't actually innocent. Whether it was our own selfish reality or that of our partner or just the world in general, eventually reality would intrude on our dream, which as all of us who have been in love know only too well, can hurt a great deal. That is not to say that a deep friendship and respect wouldn't emerge and continue to grow in its place. But the shock of emerging from the dream back into the cold, selfish, real world does really hurt. So much so that some people never get over it and then never let themselves go back, never wanting to be hurt by love again. To really answer the question, why does love hurt, we needed to be able to explain why there was a gap between reality and the ideal world of love and selflessness that we let ourselves fall into when we fall in love. Most wonderfully, biology is now able to provide the full explanation of why we humans are variously angry, alienated, and egocentric. This comprehensive explanation and defense of the origin of our non-ideal state, namely, the human condition, is available in a series by, which is like part three of the Freedom Book by Jeremy Griffith. But the beauty of this explanation is that it turns out that humans have had to be non-ideal. That is, we had no choice but to be uncooperative. We all have a loving, instinctive orientation that evolved over millions of years, allegedly. However, with the emergence of consciousness some 2 million years ago, there came a juncture when our conscious intellect challenged our instincts for control, and a terrible battle broke out between them. The effect of this battle was the extremely competitive, selfish, and aggressive state that we call the human condition. Now, that may sound like a bunch of bull to many of you, but the bottom line is that we all have the tendency to cheat. We all have the tendency to be in love. Now, men and women, they may cheat and deal with each other on various levels for different reasons. Now, you hear about guys having many women, and you never, ever, 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 ever hear guys praise a woman that has more than one man. But do you ever realize why women cheat? So I'm going to tell you a few reasons why some women cheat. Because most of you are under the impression that women don't cheat. We just do it better than you do. But let me just give you five reasons why women cheat. She feels underappreciated, neglected, or ignored. A woman who feels more like a housekeeper, financial provider, or nanny than a wife or girlfriend is more vulnerable to finding an external situation that brings attention and appreciation for who she is rather than the function she performs. Listen carefully. She craves intimacy. More so than men, women feel valued and connected to their relationship partner through non-sexual emotional interaction such as touching, kissing, cuddling, gift-giving, being remembered, and most of all, meaningful communication. Women who aren't getting their intimacy needs met by a primary partner may look elsewhere, trying to meet those needs. So what we do is we have a sexual or romantic encounter. We pick up a new friend. Oh, that's my buddy at work. He's my hairstylist. Don't worry about him. He's gay. Guys, don't believe those stories. Some of these women may also engage in alcohol, drug abuse, compulsive spending, binge or consistent overeating, etc., to compensate for the emptiness that they feel. She's bored and lonely. Women who find themselves alone at home for long periods of time, perhaps when caring for young children or even after children are grown and gone, they need something to do. So she could be bored. She doesn't want to be alone. Now, if she never feels fully loved and appreciated, you know, some women have unrealistic expectations about what a long-term spouse or partner should offer them emotionally and in other ways. Those who are more narcissistic and emotionally immature may expect a significant other to meet their every single need and also to be a mind reader in terms of knowing what those needs are. When they're human, an imperfect partner inevitably fails them, they feel justified in seeking attention elsewhere. Lastly, and this one may be a shocker, she has an intimacy disorder. Early childhood trauma and/or sexual abuse often lead women and men in adult life to problems with addictive sex and/or serial cheating. Such women repeatedly seek emotional intensity rather than relational intimacy. Women with unresolved childhood trauma, as well as those with emotional instability, women who carry an uneven and disjointed sense of self, can seek consistency and feelings of importance through intensity-based romantic and/or sexual activity. For instance, you may have a friend. She has everything that you deem is perfect. Children, loving husband, great career, decent education, nice bank account. But if she doesn't have love of self, she may seek love in all the wrong places. So when you think about women and why they cheat, just think that there are so many factors that play a part in why women cheat. Be right back.
The boy is mine, the boy is mine,
the boy is mine,
the boy is mine,
the boy is mine.
Kind of familiar.
Yeah, you do too.
wanted to know, do you know somebody named?
You know his name. Oh, yeah, definitely. I know his name.
But I just want to let you know that he's mine.
No, he's mine.
Early this year, they estimated between 15% of women and 20% of men are unfaithful. Women are less likely to get caught. I told you that before. We do it much better. 95% of women and 83% of men reported they successfully cheated without their spouses ever finding out. These are married people, so who knows how desolate the landscape of relationship and pseudo-relationship looks. I only point this out to note that there are a number of unfaithful people amongst us, and many of them will never get caught, or so they say. They believe they won't. Specific to your friend's situation, you seem to have two main questions. So there's a question, two questions. Why does a cheater even want to be in a relationship if he's decided that he's not going to be faithful? And does it signal to him that he can continue to cheat if a woman takes him back? Women like to believe that they have a more sophisticated justification behind when and why they cheat. And it's very possible they do. However, cheating is cheating, so I'm not sure why folks are so caught up on being the moral superior in their moral actions. That said, I'll focus today on why I believe most men cheat. While a lot of people have asked a similar phrase question, I think that this is the equivalent of asking why do people look for work when they already have a job. Most cheaters are in a relationship for the exact same reason as their partner. It's very possible they sincerely believe they like, love that person they're cheating on. Men cheat because they don't understand or don't care about the impact of their actions. It's a selfish act. These men haven't learned to think outside of themselves, or even if they do, they don't care enough to stop. Now, although people attempt to confuse the two, whether or not you believe monogamy is natural is independent from the fact that the rules governing a monogamous relationship are pretty straightforward. Cheating is a conscious choice to break those rules. Now, some people believe that if you truly love a person, you would never cheat on them. I disagree, because that belief dictates that emotion is what drives people to cheat or remain faithful. In reality, there is far more logic involved in not cheating than emotion. I think we can all agree that love is an emotion. Given the large number of people that cheat on their loved ones each and every day of the week, it's obvious not enough to stop people from cheating. That's where logic comes into play. Love might keep you in a relationship, but it's logic that keeps you from straying, especially when you believe you won't get caught. Someone told me recently that men are as faithful as their options. I will never forget that. This is only somewhat accurate. Most men have options. Honestly, being in a relationship might increase a man's options, considering there are a certain group of women that like to go after committed men. But that's another blog for another day. Most unfaithful men aren't seeking out an additional relationship. In fact, most men aren't even looking to replace or give up the relationship they already have. I mean, we see that every day. Unfaithful men are generally only seeking to satisfy physical needs. There is a smaller group of men who are looking for a woman to satisfy something they're not getting at home, usually something ego-based. But even these men are rarely looking to leave the women they're with. Going back to the job analogy, if a man has a job or a woman has a job that meets all of his or her needs except for one or two extras, he really has no motivation to leave this great job simply to go back out into the job market dating scene. In 9 out of 10 cases, men aren't looking to replace the women they already have. The exception would be if he needs another woman that clearly supersedes the woman he is already with. This is rare for a few reasons. Number one, if you're already in a relationship, it's difficult to get to know another woman beyond the physical. Number two, the woman he is already with has a head start because he's familiar with her in his life. And three, the only thing more amazing than how long some woman will stay with an unfaithful man is how long a side woman is willing to remain the side woman role. Very serious observations that we must pay attention to. Will a man continue to cheat if a woman takes him back? Yes. But the longer answer is a man will continue to cheat for as long as he is a cheater at heart. Even if you do everything right, it is up to the man to be willing to change. If he isn't ready, no amount of threats will make him be faithful. Haters gonna hate and cheaters gonna cheat. Cheating is a character flaw that a man has to address on his own. I don't believe in the once a cheater, always a cheater model, but I do believe has to want to change. On that note, we will talk about this next week. and even more topics. Take it easy.
To the heart, but got love for all. Lie, die in the fire where I learn the ball. Uptown is the place where I lay my dough. On the streets of the Bronx where my family roam. Oh damn it, we home. Heater got a 9mm. Player haters can feel the flame for my heater. I never really liked to play a fool like that, but I love to succeed. C4s fall flat, flat like deja vu. And I got another clip down a deja crew. I sit pissed out, dumb pee, mo with the piss out. Just cause I'm pissy don't mean you should miss out. Keep them in the 50s and hundreds all arranged. Anything less than that, you keep the change. Not filthy rich, but bitch, I'm barely broke. Blessed with flows to keep you hooked like dope. Friends call me guns, sons call me trife. Cause the quick to slide off, a slide is thicker than your wife. And that's life, you should learn how to treat her. I guarantee Peter knows how to eat her and beat her. Niggas in the Bronx call me Lex, cause I push a Lex, and I rock a Rolex, and I lounge on Lex, and I love sex, and I wave sex on sets that be trying to flex, like Dex, nigga God rest your soul, but when you're playing cards with guns, it ain't no time to fold, ho,
New York niggas got crazy game, but out of town niggas is all the same, Brooklyn niggas get crazy loot, that's because when it's beat, they ain't scared to shoot, all little niggas know how to play, Mac the 600 getting crazy pay, niggas out of Queens got shit on lock. Strapped with the Glock running up in your spot.
But if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown baby, we get down baby, I'm for the crown baby.
Now if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown baby, we get down baby, I'm for the crown baby.
Yo, the RM8 is parked in a lot right next to the Mercedes. Keep it, yo, the RM8 is parked in a lot right next to the Mercedes. Keep the heat, yo, the RM8 is parked in a lot right next to the Mercedes. Keep the heat cocked for these blocks that are shady. You're crazy if you
brown, brown baby.
Yo, the RM8 is parked in a lot right next to the Mercedes. Keep the heat cocked for these blocks that are shady. You're crazy if you walk around thinking shit's crazy. Stop me, maybe, I'm living life flawless. Making big investments on them A-class flawless. And hoes call us, I'm comfortable like McCarroll. Two quarters of my life, walking roads tight now. Deep thoughts which I abide by, pumping high, got my mind's eye, point sharper than an arrow, getting high, keep your eye on a sparrow, riches like a sparrow, bought a new 5 with the snitches for these hoes, trunk full of ammo, keep my toes close than most, niggas keep their own shadow, and I strap for my foes like a saddle, I rock stones, other niggas rock gravel, talk shit, whatever have you, I'm from Soundview, Bronx most wanted, front get confronted, player we rolling deep, in the 1.500s, like Big Eye, Red Eyed, Mad Blunted, you step outside and get blooded. Have your whole block flooded with the Bronx, it's a warning. Storm in, guns out from dusk till dawn, and it's on, no doubt. Keep an eye on your bitch when I'm roaming about, and put an eye on your lip, nigga, watch your mouth. I'm from the Bronx, wipe your feet when you step in my house, cause you's a small-time nigga by a half an ounce now.